Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good morning!
It's Tuesday.
Let's begin the show.
What is this show?
Comedy, music, live.
Try to pretend you're back in your college radio station.
Hey, listen, you're not trying to get me to smoke pot, are you?
100% digital broadcast.
I love this show.
Me too.
Well, just expect me to do a lot of sour-faced, arms-folded, head-shaking.
Yesterday, Tuesday.
Tuesday?
What time is it?
It's showtime.
Boston's greatest hits. 105.7 WROR. Here's Lauren and Wally.
Oh, good morning, everybody. How was your drive in this morning? That's what I thought.
Not great. I took the back roads. They weren't that bad, but you couldn't see when you had to take a right or a left.
I know. You couldn't see anything. And there's puddling, there's ponding, and all of the storm drains are clogged up with leaves. And it's really nice out there.
Man, I just want to get some weed to relieve my depression, but the line out there is crazy.
people in Leicester are having a little problem.
Yeah, I don't blame them.
Did they not anticipate a steady flow of cars?
I mean, like Brian and I were talking earlier this morning, and Brian said, you know, it's not like there's any pent-up demand or anything.
It's just there are only two open in the entire state
exactly.
of Massachusetts.
Precisely.
And, you know... They have to open some more. Giddy up, people.
Yep, come on, let's
giddy
go.
Up.
Get with the program here. Okay. Well, here we go. It's Tuesday morning. Things we have coming up in the program today. Hey, Red Sox shares from the World Series. Not bad, huh?
A lot of money. $416,000.
Oh, each person gets that?
Each person gets
each
that.
Each player or each person who involved with the team?
Well, that depends.
Kind of, that's interesting. It is kind of...
I ask only interesting questions.
Okay.
You do. That's a good one.
Fact, we will go into that a little
later.
Okay,
late, I would like to know about
before
that.
We get into sports at 6:45 this morning, we'll tell you how they broke that down and who gets
and
the
cash.
And
this is amongst the most generous Major League teams of all time.
It is, indeed. And as a matter of fact, 200, what is it, 400 and... what was the exact amount?
$416,000.
It's amazing.
For a full share.
And as David Price calls that, change for your... Right. Coffee cup.
So. Yeah, that's nice. I'd take that. No problem.
That's not bad at all. Okay, other things we got coming up on the program today. How long does it take to pass a Lego? You've probably always wondered that, so we'll share that with you this morning. It's an amazing scientific
discovery. Plenty of parents
made.
Know that.
That's messed up.
The loneliest day of the year. What is the loneliest day of the year? We'll reveal that information. Now, what do we got coming up on?
That's uplifting on a fine rainy day. Is it today?
It might be.
Ponder that as you sit down to a nice romaine lettuce salad this
morning. We got to talk about the romaine, too.
We also have to talk about the Royals because Meghan Markle's pulled a crazy move, and I think it's because she doesn't get along with Kate Middleton. And I don't know if it's true, but I'm going to perpetuate the rumor because that's my job.
Okay, that's coming up. Dirty Laundry, 7:45 this morning. It all happens right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR. 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Okay, everybody, it's time to play games here on the Lorna Wally Morning Show. It's time for Win a Grand in 60 Seconds. So let's meet our player this morning. He is an accountant from Methuen, Massachusetts. His name is Mark Langone. Good morning, Mark, and welcome to the Lorna Wally Morning Show. How you doing?
Oh, excellent. Very good.
Okay, so you're an accountant, eh? Probably.
Oh, yeah, a lot of fun.
Okay, probably a very well organized, got good memory, good with numbers, good dancer, make your own clothes and all that sort of thing, right?
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Renaissance man.
So here's what's going to happen. The diva of difficult questions, Lauren Beckham Falcone.
That's me.
Is going to be asking you 10 questions. You'll have 60 seconds. You'll hear the timer in the background. At any time you can say pass if you don't know the answer. You come to the end, you got time left over. You can come back and get the answers and get them all right. We give you $1,000 in cash from Century Bank. Are you ready to play?
Sounds great.
Ladies and gentlemen, let the games begin. It's time to play Win a Grand in 60 Seconds.
What kind of bird do people traditionally eat for Thanksgiving?
Turkey.
How many contestants compete on Jeopardy?
Three.
Name one of the Baldwin brothers.
Alec.
Anime Bullock is the real name of this singer.
Pass.
Bram Stoker wrote this famous horror story.
Frankenstein.
What famous document begins when in the course of human events?
Constitution.
What's the capital of California?
Sacramento.
What did Def Leppard drummer Rick Allen lose in a 1984 auto accident?
His arm.
What did the crocodile swallow in the movie Peter Pan?
Oh, shoot. Pass.
How many dots are there on two dice?
Oh!
I can hear your brain doing the math.
I know, I can hear your brain count.
Okay, that was a tough question right there.
Yes. Well, you know, they're all a little difficult, but you did well.
He's back in.
Yes. I'm sorry.
I needed a calculator on that one.
I know, right?
What did we get? Six right on that, you got five on that, five on that.
All right, okay. So Anna May Bullock is the real name of Tina Turner. Bram Stoker wrote Dracula. The famous document that begins when in the course of human events is the Declaration of Independence. The crocodile swallowed an alarm clock in Peter Pan, and there are 42 dots on two dice.
42.
42.
Never forget.
Okay. Hey, Mark, consolation prize. I think you're going to like this. You're going to get in the holiday spirit here. We have a family four-pack of passes to get in the spirit with Santa at Sea. You'll be aboard your very own yacht here, the luxurious Beauport Cruise Lines in Gloucester.
That's fancy.
You sing holiday carols with the elves. If you've never sung a holiday carol with an elf, you don't know what
you haven't lived.
Okay. Enjoy hot cocoa, cookies, listen to reading the night before Christmas, plus a visit from Santa himself. That is all available. And anybody else, you can do this as well. Visit BeauportCruiseLines.com for more information. Hey, thank you very much for playing the game, Mark. You did a fine job there.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Congratulations.
Have a good one. Okay, anybody else you think you can do it, you want to play the game, you got to register, log on to WROR.com, and you could be playing Win a Grand in 60 seconds.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Here's Lauren, LBF, Hank, and Brian.
Okay, everybody, as promised, here we go. Here's your Men from Maine early edition.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Lem and Epus have been out in the woods for hours searching for the perfect Christmas tree. When we hear...
How about this one, Epus?
No, I don't like that one.
Well, how about this one over here?
No, I don't think so.
Well, what about this one here?
No.
As the hours roll on, the search continues until it's almost dark, and we hear...
How about this one here, Epus?
No, I don't think so.
Well, listen now. It's getting dark, and we gotta get ourselves a tree.
Well, you know, you're right. We're gonna just have to take the next tree.
Yeah.
Whether it's got lights on it or not.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Yeah.
Right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
Oh, my God!
The Lauren and Wally Show.
What the f*** is that, bro?
105.7 WROR.
So you had a little trouble finding a place to park in Leicester?
Hell, mayhem, havoc. Could it be coming to your town? It did for one, and we'll tell you which one next.
Yeah, you need to relax a little.
I know, she's real.
Because okay. I had to wait in a line too long. Yeah.
So, what's the problem?
Hey man,
lighten up. It's hell and absolute mayhem. I love this Globe story. Dozens of angry residents excoriated elected officials and executives from the local marijuana store Cultivate for failing to adequately control the hordes of cannabis consumers and curiosity seekers. Well, basically, they have a kind of a right to complain because it's a small little town of Leicester right outside Worcester, and really nothing ever happened there. And all of a sudden, it's like one of only two pot places in Massachusetts until maybe next month. The complaints... Long lines of traffic, to be expected.
Yeah, yep.
Closed streets and detours, pedestrians trekking along highways with no sidewalk, litter, public urination, pot consumption, overly aggressive shuttle bus drivers ferrying customers to and from a nearby parking lot, and poor communication from Cultivate.
Do they put empty Dorito bags in there?
Yeah, that's the litter part.
Oh, yeah, the litter part.
You know, this is the first time. This is the first time, so you've got to give a little bit of wiggle room for problems, but this seems to be exceptional.
Yeah, and I know the Cultivate people... have like expanded their parking lot, so there's like almost 190 parking spots,
and it's full all the time.
And they've hired every day they hire two police officers to direct traffic. But the demand, I mean, really, I think this is a little bit on the state because it's legal and they open two places.
Yeah.
And one's in friggin' Northampton.
And who's
come on.
Who would suspect that there's any demand? People have only been protesting for this for 40 years.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, you know, so first of all, it's one in Leicester, which is like far away from Boston.
It's an hour away.
And then the one in Northampton. And then the ones that are going to open maybe in the next month or so, it's East Hampton. Yeah. That's not helpful.
Okay, that's good. Okay.
Salem, which is impossible to get to.
You can't even get to Salem
and
now.
And Wareham, which is like... Okay, but, you know.
Can you imagine what the traffic is going to be like in Salem?
Oh, my God.
I mean, there's already
it's already crazy.
You know, I don't have a lot of confidence in state government. I'm just glad that they didn't put the dispensary at the RMV.
I don't know. That's running pretty well now.
You know? That's right. It would slow it down.
Why couldn't we just, like, put it in a rest area somewhere, like the New Hampshire liquor store? And it's not near anybody's house. You can just hit it and go.
Cody. You
know, so to speak.
Our assistant producer just handed me a very interesting, straight off the presses.
Hot off the presses?
Hot off the presses,
a Cleveland Circle dive bar. Marianne's may become a pot dispensary.
Oh, God. Get out.
Which would be amazing.
Out. Where would the BC kids study for their finals?
I don't know.
I think you know.
I mean, it's better. It's, you know, it used to smell like puke. Now it'll smell like pot.
That's a toss-up. Wow.
105.7 WROR.
The Lauren and Wally Show.
Well, you know, baseball's been very, very good to me. Yes, the final results are in, and the Boston Red Sox are going to get paid very, very nicely, very handsomely for their win in the World Series. So, what's the deal on this now?
Yes, every year they take the total ticket take for all the playoff games, and they split it 50% for the owners and 50% for the players. So, the Red Sox will get a share, each player on the team, most of whom have been there for the entire season, but they'll get $416,000 each. Now, the players, a couple of weeks before the season ends, they vote on shares. Like, they'll give shares to the clubhouse guys, you know, to the pitching coaches, some of the, like, the video coordinator.
Yeah.
Different people you don't even think about.
It's kind of like when you're cashing out when you're a waitress and you give a little bit to the busboy and you give a little bit to the bartender. Yeah, I get it.
So, the Red Sox voted 66 full shares, which is very generous. Very, very generous. $416,000 each.
Do you know, did Hanley get a share?
Oh, he'll get a share, but he probably won't get a full share.
Yeah?
But they voted 10 partial shares, and you'll eventually find out who got what. And then they voted, like, 8 cash awards.
I hope that nanny got a share.
I hope so.
Because she deserves it. She watches all the players' kids while the players'
She's
wives.
Very busy.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Booms it up.
You know, I had a friend whose son was a clubhouse boy.
Now, what's a clubhouse boy do?
The clubhouse boy, you know, they do a lot of errands for the players. They get their equipment ready. Like, some of the players like their socks put in certain spots. They like 2 pairs of cleats ready, 3 pairs of cleats ready. They
have
certain ways that they like things.
Oh, very pampered.
Sometimes they like a certain drink or a cup of coffee. They do all the little things.
Get it now, bud, because it's not going to happen at home.
So in 2007, this friend of mine's son, he got a quarter share, which was worth $96,000.
You're kidding me.
No.
Oh, that's good. I was going to say, because these baseball players do not need the money.
Nope.
And so what they should do is, if they're not going to give it away to, say, a clubhouse boy or the secretary, you know, or the nanny
or the
whatever, they should donate it. Because
They don't need the money, but, like, the playoffs basically is not part of their pay.
But their pay is ridiculous.
I know it's ridiculous.
I mean, come on.
But in comparison, they played a lot more baseball than anybody else, and basically the playoffs, they're not getting paid.
In the playoffs, you're playing for free.
Yeah.
Plus, see, the minor leaguers.
I know.
I'm really rolling my eyes at that concept. But whatever, I get it semantically.
Yeah.
But I realize that they make millions and millions of dollars, and $416,000
Those gold chains aren't going to buy themselves, okay?
Like, you know what? You might have a minor leaguer. This is his first full season. He makes the minimum of like $525,000.
He can take it.
That's a lot of money.
I allow him. I take it. Spend
it. David Price, you don't want to give him a...
David Price should be donating that
MVP.
It's Giving Tuesday, I guess. He should be donating.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
No, donate it someplace. Donate it to...
He should give it to Dennis Eckersley is what he should do.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Okay, Hank, as long as we're talking about it here, what do you got for us?
Hey, the Celtics, I feel good about
the
Celtics again.
They won a game.
They finally played like the Celtics we've been expecting. Kyrie Irving, 26 points. He had 10 assists. He led the Celts over the Pelicans 124-107 last night in New Orleans. Jason Tatum and Al Horford both had 20 points. Coach Brad Stevens, he changed up the starting lineup, put Marcus Morris and Marcus Smart in the lineup, injected some energy rather than pulling those guys off the bench.
Okay.
It worked, too. Celts defensively were pretty good. They're off until Friday when they host Cleveland. The depleted Bruins, who've played well despite all their injuries, they lost 4-2 in Toronto last night, although their coach, Mr. Cassidy, he said, hey, we played well enough to win. He thought they were the better team. They lost defenseman Kevin Miller, who took a slap shot to the throat. He was taken to the hospital. That's a different thing between baseball players. Baseball player would be out 4 months. Kevin Miller went to the hospital, and he'll be back in the next game. But they've been playing without Chara, Bergeron, Charlie McAvoy, three of their top players. David Pastrnak had both goals. Bruins in action Thursday night on Long Island. Bill Belichick not very happy with the Patriots' 11 penalties in Sunday's win over the Jets. Says they need to improve before they host Minnesota next Sunday. Monday Night Football, Houston won their eighth straight after losing three in a row to start the season. Beat the Titans 34-7. College hoop, a win for the Boston College Eagles over Minnesota 68-56. I'm Hank Morse. That's a look at sports.
Ryan Bellbuster is coming up next.
Yeah, you know what else is coming up? The holiday dance recitals. Dennis's daughter is in the recital, and his wife does not think he's been paying attention. So she wanted me to call him and get him for his birthday. I called with some of the really weird changes that will be happening.
We've had some issues with the music rights. We can't reproduce the music to a large audience, unfortunately.
Okay. So what are the girls dancing to?
Well, the girls will still be dancing to their music, but they'll all have headphones on so that they can hear the music and dance along to it. But we won't be able to hear the music. So it'll be kind of a silent auditorium.
No. Are you kidding me?
He's like, Louie, what is that? What is? I'm like, I don't know. What is
the Lauren and Wally Show?
We know that that's the original one.
On 105.7 WROR.
Hello.
The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
Well, Dennis's daughter has a dance recital coming up, and his wife Rita does not think he's been paying attention. So we're going to call Dennis for his birthday and get him with the Brian Bellbuster and tell him a few of the changes for the big dance recital.
Hello.
Hi, try to reach Denise's parents.
Oh, yeah, hello.
Hi, this is Lee Melicon from Tafazoj School of Dance.
Oh, hello, Lee. How are you doing today?
Good, thanks. Getting ready for the big recital. I know everybody's excited.
Yeah, Denise is gearing up and getting ready.
Yeah, there were a few changes. We sent home a little flyer. I don't know if you got all of the changes that were going on.
I don't know. Maybe my wife got it. I don't think I saw it. What are the changes?
Got just a couple of the things on recital day. I know you've already bought your tickets. There will be no saving seats. A lot of controversy last year, so just make sure everyone that you've got, all go in at one time and get seats. You can't really save seats.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah, sure. It can be kind of a rush when the doors open, I know. A lot of times they send the fastest person ahead. We can't do that.
No. I mean, I get that.
No flash photography this year. It was kind of distracting to the girls. We'll actually be collecting everyone's cell phones when you go in. When you give your ticket, you'll have to give your cell phone over, too.
All right. That seems a little extreme, but...
Well, unfortunately, people can't follow the rules. And we'll have photo and video packages available after the show, of course. They start at like $100, I think.
$100?
Oh, yeah, for the whole package, like the video, the pictures, all that.
That seems rather...
And then flowers. I know, you like to bring flowers for your little girls.
Right, yeah.
There have been a few allergy-related issues, so if you bring, fake flowers, or we'll be selling just stems out in the... In the lobby, you can buy just a bouquet of stems.
What's the point of stems? I don't.
Well, it's still representative of the flowers. It's still the thought that counts.
I really don't recall any of this.
Yeah, it should have been on that flyer that went home. I'm sure your wife mentioned it to you. And then, also, just so you're aware, we've had some issues with the music rights. We can't reproduce the music to a large audience, unfortunately.
Okay. So what are the girls dancing to?
Well, what we've come up with, the girls will still be dancing to their music, but they'll all have headphones on so that they can hear the music and dance along to it. But we won't be able to hear the music. So it'll be kind of a silent auditorium. The girls will hear the music. You'll be able to tell. You'll be able to tell.
No. This can't be serious.
And then costumes. I know you guys already paid for the costume. Those are really cute, and they look great.
And expensive.
Yeah, they're back ordered. They are not going to get in time. So we've put up a PDF on our website. So if you go and print out the PDF, we need everyone to make their own costumes by recital time. And there's kind of a guide of what fabrics you need and buttons and everything you can sew on. Do you have a sewing machine?
I'm gonna have to ask Rita, my wife. I don't.
You don't know if you have a sewing machine? Did you take home ec in school? You know, learn how to sew? It was very important. You didn't think it would be, but now, here you go. You're going to have to make this dance costume.
Are you kidding me?
No refunds on the ones you had to order either, sorry.
I'm sorry, what?
So we hope you have a good time, and we'll see you at the recital, right?
Yeah, I guess. Probably going to have to back out on a lot of this. This is getting very silly and very weird.
Yeah. You know why it's silly and weird, Dennis?
Why?
This is a Brian Bell buster, Dennis.
Oh,
Brian Bell from Lorna Wally. Are you looking forward to the big recital?
I am now. Now that I know that everything was a joke, right? This wasn't.
Yes. right.
Okay, great.
Yeah, your wife Rita. That'd be fun to have a little fun with you with your daughter's dance recital.
Oh boy, she loves her fun. All right. Well, you got me.
Make sure you pay attention to those flyers that come home from dancing school.
Yeah. Well, next time I'll just look at every single word and participle.
Oh, good use of participle. Hey, yeah, you can get Rita back on her birthday, okay?
Yeah, I definitely will.
All right.
I'll call you guys and get her back.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Lorna Wally Show on WROR, Dennis.
Thanks for the laugh, guys.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lorne and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bell Buster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR. Brian.
Have you got the tree in the house yet?
Well, you know, I think a lot of people were out buying Christmas trees this weekend because, you know, it's the day after, it's the weekend after Thanksgiving. That's traditionally what happens. It's a little early. I feel like our trees are all going to be dead.
We have a long spread.
Well, it's 5 weeks, isn't
it? Yeah. So we, at my house, we get a couple of trees, fresh trees, because we like one on the deck and we like one in the living room. And then this year I was like, you know what? I would really like a Christmas tree in my bedroom. So that I, when I went to bed, I'd feel like Clara in the Nutcracker, and I would fall asleep with twinkly lights, and I'd feel like a little kid, except there'd be
weird.
A strange man sleeping next to me and snoring. But anyway, I'm just going to look at the tree.
Wow.
So anyway.
This is taking an ugly turn already, isn't it?
You guys do some weird stuff over there.
Okay, so go ahead.
Anyway, it's like, I'm what like, this is a cool thing. And we bring the tree in, and it's in the bedroom, and it smells so good. It's a balsam.
What do you have hanging on the tree?
And I'm yeah, it's like a treadmill. It's all my dirty laundry. So I was really excited. Until I read this report on, you know, a TV website and that I didn't realize. And I'm okay with it being in my living room, but not in my bedroom. Because apparently the Christmas tree is the grossest thing you can pretty much have in your house right now. Thanks. I found out that Christmas trees can be infested with as many as 25,000 bugs.
Whoa,
not drugs.
Really?
Bugs.
Really?
Bugs. Bugs.
25,000. You mean 25,000 in one tree or different species?
No, 25,000 in one tree.
We did see. My daughter did scream the other day putting up the tree because there was a big spider crawling out of the tree.
Oh, was really?
Well, spider will eat the other bugs.
That's right.
That's good.
That's good. That's true. Yeah.
I wish we didn't kill it.
That belly was full. 25,000.
Spiders are optional.
Well, they're mostly harmless, but they're still bugs, and that makes me upset because they're in my bedroom.
Well, you know what's nasty? I found a bird's nest in the tree.
I don't mind.
Well, of course you
should. Because then I feel like Snow White.
But the birds' nests are covered with all kinds of, you know, like a little
bird crap barn.
You're minuscule animals.
You're not worried that you stole some poor bird's home?
No, not in the least. No,
he did that on purpose. So the type of bugs you want to know: aphids, spiders, mites, bark beetles. Flies of something.
Mites. Birds' nests are full of mites.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Is there anything you can do about
it? Well, you're supposed to do the things before you... No. No.
Really?
You don't spray it because it's flammable. Don't listen to Lauren Owens. If I have one message for you today, that's good. They said don't spray it with pesticides or anything like that because it's flammable. What you're supposed to do, and I didn't do this, was you're supposed to examine the tree. Then you're supposed to leave it in the garage for 24 hours.
Yeah.
And then when you do, before you bring it into the house, you shake it out on a white sheet so you can see if anything comes off of it. And then that's
And then
it.
You burn the sheet.
And you burn the sheet.
Wow.
So I'm just wondering if I'm going to be covered with mite bites. Do mites bite?
Oh, something in that tree will bite you.
105.7 WROR. Lauren and Wally.
Studio now about what you can treat your Christmas tree with to get rid of the bugs.
And so I'm saying, so LBF says, no, you can't spray it with anything because it's going to burst into flames.
I just said it was flammable.
I say spray it with the same stuff you spray your dog with for fleas.
You That's know, you could get a
your dog tick. Never bursts
yeah,
into flames.
Yeah, it's true.
Well, I looked at this. Collar. You can use diatomaceous earth.
Oh,
okay. That has, it's not no chemicals and it leaves no scent or odors.
What's then it, you can throw it in your swimming pool.
Yeah, diatomaceous
you
get diatomaceous earth. Is it dirt?
It's fancy dirt.
So it's fancy dirt you throw, you
dust
it. It's
clean dirt.
Yeah.
So you dump it on the tree first before you bring it into the house.
I guess so.
I wouldn't do it in the house.
I would not do it in the house. Okay. Because it's really powdery and it'll just fly every place. And then I would hose it down, I think. Just whatever.
Yeah. Don't plug in the lights, though.
That's right. Hose it down.
Might be time for
okay, are you ready for a Men for Maine episode, everybody? Okay, here we go.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Lemony Pisser, $3 Dewey's enjoying a few tall Frosties when we hear...
Say, Ephus, do you believe in that thing there that if you break a mirror, you get 7 years of bad luck?
Oh, of course not. That's a lot of horse manure. Why, my uncle Ebenezer broke a mirror one time and he didn't have 7 years of bad luck.
Oh, no?
No, he was killed by the Bangor to Boston bus that afternoon.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Yeah.
Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
Like, how do we have this? Like, nobody made this.
The Lorne and Wally Show.
You know, we got connections where we could have reached out to other sources.
On 105.7 WROR.
Okay, I got a little message of encouragement for you this morning. If you can make it through the day today, your year is just going to get better.
Really?
Yeah. Because according to scientific scientists who have studied this, they say that this is the loneliest day of the year. And they say the three things that make this the loneliest day of the year. It's dark outside too long. You know, it's much longer.
Yeah.
Yep.
The weather sucks. Yep. And number three, you're struggling already to budget for Christmas.
Yep.
So you get through the day today, and things are going to look up after that. Okay? Now.
The Lorne and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Okay, let's get right to it because this is really, really important. Don't you think this is really important?
It sure is. Okay. Because you know what? If you're going to buy somebody a smartphone or anything that's tablet-esque for Christmas, Hanukkah, whatever, get the insurance. Because you won't believe how much money Americans spend to replace their smartphone screens. Now, I have firsthand experience with this because my daughter, in a fit of rage, threw my iPhone 10 across the room and cracked the screen.
Yep.
Now, I was like, whatever, $100 to replace the screen. I was mad, don't get me wrong.
Sure you were.
But I was like, oh, I'll just go in and replace it $100.
Yep.
No, because it was a iPhone 10. It was cracked on both sides, the front and the back, which ended up costing me $600. Replace it.
They gave
$600.
Back whoever came up with, you know, why don't we make the back of these things glass too? Because then we can charge twice as much when they break.
I'm sorry,
why don't we make these
it.
Out of iron?
I got a huge
now,
rage.
This is because I cheaped out when I bought the extraordinarily expensive phone that I didn't even want, but I have to have.
Well, okay, now right off top, it cost $1,000 for the phone.
Yeah, it
costs
$1,000.
$1,000
for the phone. It's still not even paid for.
Did
now it costs $1,600.
Did you not have a case on it?
I did have a case on it, but it was like my husband bought me a case from Southern Charm that had a butler on it with a martini, and it said medicine time or something. That's ridiculous, but it was
really
time for my medicine. That's what it is. And then it wasn't a good one. I'd replaced it very briefly. Anyway, my point is that not really. I didn't get the insurance. I didn't get the insurance, and you should get the insurance because, oh my God. 2 in 3 smartphone owners reported damage to their phones in the past year. Crack screens were the most common form, followed by scratch screens. Who cares about that? And non-working batteries. Oh my God. Because of these repairs, they spend $3.4
billion. Billion.
To replace them. They broke more than 50 million screens last year.
Okay.
That's nearly two every second.
The deal is, you know, like you think, wow, Apple's making a lot of money, the first $1 trillion company, all that sort of thing.
Yep.
You think, okay, because what if sales on new phones drop? No problem. We'll just make billions in fixing screens and whatnot.
I wonder if that's their top moneymaker now.
I absolutely think so because, no offense, Apple, but your product's quality has gone down. But to replace it, has gone up because it used to be $100. Now it's $589.
Did you see the report that came out like a couple of weeks ago
These are expenses that we incur today that we never incurred 20 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, nobody ever had to worry about paying, you know, you had a telephone in your house and things like that. You didn't have to pay whatever you pay per month. By the time you, over the extended period of your life, do you know how much money you're going to spend on your cell phones?
I don't want to know that. A
couple hundred thousand?
$75,000 is
going to
be the
average. That's disgusting.
$75,000 on
a cell phone. I want to be off the
phone.
Grid. I don't want anybody to contact me. That's it.
That's on the low end, too, I think.
It's crazy.
You know, and that's not accounting for inflation and stuff like that. And, you know, like in 10 years, the new iPhone XXXXX is going to be like, $4,000.
And note to people who are buying a phone or anything like that, when it comes to Apple anyway, when you buy a phone and you don't get the insurance when you buy the phone, when you go back to replace the screen on the phone, you can't buy the insurance again. You are so. If I drop this phone, I have to pay another $600 to replace it.
Get out of town. Get okay. Hang on a minute.
It's awful. Okay. I've painted myself into a corner.
Tony, what's it, Tony?
What's happening?
What do you got for us?
Yeah, that's all she has to do is buy an Autobox case for $40. I mean, I have an iPhone 5. I've had the same case on it for 8 years. It's never broken once, and I work construction every day.
Well. Fine, Judgy McJudgy.
Yeah, but let a 15-year-old throw that phone.
Yeah.
See, Tony?
You haven't seen nothing until you've seen Lucy angry.
I mean, I dropped my phone off a 20-foot ladder. It never broke.
Get
wow.
out.
I don't know, $40 okay. investment.
That's a good
teenage
little
better. Rage. Tony, that's nothing like a ladder.
That's a good case you got there, Tony.
All right,
it's
good to know.
Autobot. Okay. You get him at any Best Buy.
Okay,
right.
Man. Thanks a lot.
Thank
we appreciate
you,
it. Have
Tony.
A great day. Okay. Hey, Jim, what do you got?
Yeah, on top of the Autobox, you get a Zag glass screen protector, and it protects the screen with a lifetime warranty.
With a
I
lifetime
got something
warranty.
Like that. I got a screen protector, and I have a Tech 21 baby pink protector. It seems to be okay. I dropped it once when I was attempting to exercise, and it worked out okay.
And you stopped exercising
and
immediately.
I was like, I'm not going to exercise anymore. I'm going to break my
again.
Phone.
But thanks for bringing that up, Jim.
105.7 WROR.
The Lauren and Wally Show.
The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
Okay.
We've got your ticket.
Royal news and some Bravo news. But and this is brought to you by Russell's Garden Center. But first... Cue the music.
Okay, are you ready?
Ticket giveaway.
Okay, we need...
Oh, ticket
giveaway.
Music.
Ticket giveaway.
Oh, that's right.
Giveaway.
Wait, first, I got to do this right. Start over. Ticket okay. giveaway, a pair of tickets to the Bob Marley Holiday Show December 28th at the Chevalier Theater in Medford. 617-931-1057. 15th caller. This guy's hilarious.
Okay, you're going to love this show. Now.
Cue the music.
There we go. All right.
Okay, Markle's lost her sparkle and Kate's full of hate today on The Real Housewives. Of Buckingham Palace, things are going wrong in England, and I am so excited about it.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's probably not, but I love what the papers are talking about. Okay, so Meghan Markle and Prince Harry are moving out of their two-bedroom cottage right near Kate and Will and their three kids. Their family is expanding, so they need something a little bit bigger. They're moving to Frogmore Estate. I love the names
Frogmore.
Of things.
Frogmore
Estate. It's
really?
It's
very nice place.
Near Windsor. It's in Windsor. Yes, exactly. It's in Windsor. It's near the Queen. Yeah. Now, here's my question to you. Yeah. How many bedrooms does something have to stop calling it a cottage?
A cottage? Why? How many bedrooms does this
Frogmore
place?
Cottage. I totally pictured it like that house in The Holiday where Cameron Diaz stays, where she whacks her head on the
It sounds
ceiling.
Like a Harry Potter place
right.
to me.
Right. No, yeah. it's 10 bedrooms. It's on 33 acres.
A cottage?
It's
wow.
where they had their evening wedding reception.
Wow.
That's
wow,
how
nice.
Big a room is there. They had a reception for 200 people.
Ooh.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway, it's causing quite a stir because they think, because the couple lived so close to Kate and Will, and now they're moving, you know, the 20-minute away thing. You know how you move
Which
20 minutes away from the in-laws
yeah.
and stuff, but they're moving away.
Do you think Meghan was sick of like Kate and Will's going, hey, we're going to go out for the night. Would you mind watching the kids?
I know, probably. You know what? The tension is growing between them because Kate has had, she's been pregnant 3 times, but she had that gravitas something where she threw up all the time.
Yep,
and so she wasn't able to do like those royal duties. And now Meghan's like, whatevs, I'm just doing everything. I'm going to go on a 16-day Australian tour when I'm pregnant. Loser. And so Kate and Meghan are like have tension
their
because
background, their backgrounds are so different. I mean, you know, Kate is like so British and Meghan, she's an American. She, you know?
And I guess her Meghan's mom is going to move into Frogmore Estate.
Oh, my God.
Bonus.
Oh, nice. You've got to be kidding me.
There's an in-law in there?
I guess there's an in-law in there. That's all good.
They better get something bigger than a cottage.
And then the other thing, too, is that they're very different, Kate and
Meghan. Yeah. Don't you think that they argue over things like, hey, what are you doing? Those are not the the tea and crumpet snappers.
No, they probably argue over, like, that's the elevator. No, that's the lift. That's the elevator. Yeah. That's the lift.
That's not the loo. That's the bathroom. Yes. That's what I heard.
That's not the tube. It's the subway.
I think that they argue, they're different insofar as that Kate and Will's staff really enjoys them, and Meghan's staff has quit. Like five people have quit.
Really?
But there might be a case where Meghan doesn't really know how to deal with them because it's such a different lifestyle.
I don't think
it's
Harry's fault. I think he's pretty chill.
I think it's Harry's fault.
Nah,
I just like to blame the guy.
I think he's too chill.
He's the one who barged in and said, "What Meghan wants, Meghan gets. What Meghan wants."
You don't think that Harry and Charles
gets...
have any problem, do you?
But Meghan and Charles?
Yeah. I'm sorry. Harry and his brother,
Will.
Will, yeah.
You don't think they have any problem,
no.
do you?
No, I don't think so.
It's the ladies.
It's not the ladies.
Of course it's the ladies.
It's not the ladies.
It's always the ladies.
Oh, my God.
I bet you one of those bedrooms is so he and his brother
honestly,
can go play
you're right.
Xbox without anybody finding them.
Yeah,
I don't know. All I know is that I would like to move into Frogmore Estates and leave you yahoos behind. Okay.
Let's go on to Bravo, Dirty John.
Okay. Oh, my God, yeah.
Okay, there's a recap at WROR.com because I watched it yesterday and just typed up my thoughts as I was watching, which was kind of fun because I was like, "Whoa, this is neat. I get to do this for a living." Dirty John is the true tale of a woman in California, much like a Real Housewife of Orange County, who falls for the wrong guy. And it stars Connie Britton, whose hair looks better than ever, a.k.a. Tammy Taylor from Friday Night Lights. And it's a true story. It's based on a series of articles in the Los Angeles Times that was made into a really captivating podcast called Dirty John. And now Bravo, this only happened like 4 years ago, and there have been three treatments of it. A story in the paper, a podcast, and now a Bravo miniseries. It's really intriguing. All the actors are really good. It's Connie Britton. It's Eric Bana. It's Juno Temple. It's, what's the girl from Ozark? I can't remember her
name.
The girl from Ozark. The one who's really mean, who plays a really timid girl. And it's just about kind of like falling for a guy who completely deceives you. You know, like one of those, you know, they like bilks you out of money and stuff.
Hank was even watching it.
I watched it the other night, and I had heard about the podcast. I hadn't listened, but I'm watching this thinking, wait. Oh, you've been married four times, and now you're falling for this guy, and everybody sees it, but you don't!
Well, this is the anesthesiologist guy?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. He's a nurse, a doctor, an anesthesiologist. I don't know, but the thing is that she believes in love. She's an optimist. A stupid optimist, but an optimist.
But the greatest part is that the guy, he kind of underdresses for most things.
Yeah, he wears his scrubs all the time.
Yeah,
anyway.
Like Dr. Oz.
Yes, like Dr. Oz.
Hang on a minute, we got a winner.
Oh, we do. Okay. We have a winner.
Okay. All right.
Where's
standing
my
by
sheet?
Is Helen Manning, who is from Hanover. Hey, Helen, how you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Great, thank you.
Great, you're coming to Medford, Helen.
Okay, you're going to have a great time at the show. Have you ever been to
the
Chevalier Theater?
Have I ever been where?
It's a great place.
The Chevalier Theater in Medford.
I have not.
Yeah, no. I know. We don't really go north. I know. I'm from Canton. You're from Hanover.
You can stay at Hank's place.
You go to the South Shore Circus.
We'll go to Carol's for dinner.
But you've won a pair of tickets to the Bob Marley Holiday Show, December 28th, the Chevalier Theater in Medford. Get tickets and more information at ChevalierTheater.com or WROR.com. Congratulations. You're going to have so much fun. He is hilarious.
Okay, and don't forget, when you stay over at Hank's show, you have to give him a back rub.
That's right.
Okay, so have a great time at the show. You hold the line. We'll get your tickets all set for you here, okay?
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Oh, boy.
Ladies and gentlemen, let the game begin. It is time now for the mystery of Winogrand in 60 Seconds. We have a player on the line with us right now. Her name is Fran Lonergan, and she's a nurse at South Shore Hospitals from Marshfield, Massachusetts.
Nice.
Good morning, and how are you doing this morning, Fran?
I'm doing awesome.
Excellent. So, what kind of nursing do you do?
Well, I've done med-surg, cardiac and oncology, and I'm currently a nurse case manager.
Wow.
Okay, good. Wow. Sight of blood doesn't make you sick, does it?
Not at all. I can eat lunch after anything.
You know what's so funny that you say that? Because I was in the emergency room recently with my dad at BMC, and there was a nurse there eating soup among all these people. Like, it was in the city of Boston. I'm like, there's a woman with a strong stomach.
Yeah. Lunchtime is lunchtime.
Hey, you've never seen me naked, have you?
She's one of the few, Hank.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Now, look, here's the deal, Fran. You know, you gotta really protect yourself now, because LBF is not to be trusted. You realize that?
No, I'm a horrible person.
Having heard this game before, right?
You would never answer my call if you were.
Okay, let's go to the questioning queen of the quiz. LBF is going to give you 10 questions with a time span of 60 seconds. You're going to be able to hear the ticker in the background. You know, time's running out. But you take your time, you know, just be very assertive about this. If you don't know an answer, go ahead and say pass. You get to the end, we'll come back, pick up any until you got time, until the time expires.
Okay.
You get all 10 of them right, we give you $1,000 in cash from Century Bank. Are you ready to play?
I am.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's play Win a Grand in 60 seconds.
What is 11 times 9?
99.
Who is the lead singer of Led Zeppelin?
Pass.
In which decade did people last get the chance to see Halley's Comet?
1998.
What is the postal abbreviation for Missouri?
MI.
Who was Bill...
Oh, no.
Go ahead. Do you want to change it?
No, MI.
Okay. Who was Bill Clinton's first vice president? What is the name of the little girl in the original Nutcracker?
Oh, my God. LB. Annie.
What character did Will Ferrell play in Anchorman?
Oh, my God.
What is Earth's largest continent?
Oh!
Ah, you got it right. Yeah, we'll good job.
Okay, okay.
You got that one.
We feel your pain. We feel your pain. It's not that easy. Okay, so according to my calculations, you got 3 positive answers there. You passed on a couple, and you got some wrong, so let's review.
It's okay. It's all right.
I'm glad I'm better healing people.
Yes, you know what? That's the thing. You do important work. This my work, not important. All right, who is the lead singer of Led Zeppelin? Robert Plant. In which decade did people last get the chance to see Halley's Comet? That would be the 1980s. The postal abbreviation for Missouri is M.O. Tricky.
M-O-M. Yep,
yep. Who was Bill Clinton's first vice president? I tricked you there. Okay. Al Gore was his,
okay.
Yeah.
So
did, okay, now
yeah.
did you notice what she did there? I mean, this is just...
Diabolical?
This is diabolical and dishonest.
It's not dishonest.
She said
it's
to you,
true.
Who was Bill Clinton's first vice president? Well, Bill Clinton only had one vice president, but it makes you stop and think about it, you know? She's just
but
not
I
a good person.
Al Gore, I couldn't think of it.
Right. Sometimes names are hard because, you know, you're like, oh, who's that guy? Who's that guy? The name of the little girl in the original Nutcracker is Clara, and the character that Will Ferrell plays in Anchorman.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
San Diego.
So it all comes back to you. I know.
Okay.
But we have a fine consolation prize for you, and I think you're going to enjoy this a whole bunch.
Okay.
You got a family 4-pack of passes to get in the spirit with Santa at sea aboard the luxurious Beauport Cruise Lines up in Gloucester.
You have to go to Gloucester.
Yeah. You sing holiday carols with the elves. You can enjoy hot cocoa and cookies. Listen to reading of the night before Christmas. And Santa Claus shows up, too.
So it's so awesome.
It really is a good time.
Beautiful.
It's worth going over the bridge.
Yep.
You guys are great. I want to tell you, I've been listening to you for like over 30 years.
Oh, don't say that out loud. It just embarrasses us.
Okay. Well, that begs the question, what the hell is wrong with you?
I think we know. Okay.
Well, Fran, thanks a million for playing the game this morning. We appreciate it. Okay. Have a great holiday season.
Merry Christmas.
Bye. Okay, so you think you can play this game and win? Ha ha, I freaking doubt it. Okay, 619. Well, all you got to do is log on to WRR.com. You fill out an application, and then we call you, and then we screw with you for a while. Okay?
Right, yeah, it's great.
Then we'll log on. And by
fun
the way,
me,
if you want to
anyway.
Take this to Christmas.
We did it.
We made it.
We did it. Mars is in our sight range. InSight, actually, landed perfectly fine yesterday on Mars, which was kind of scary because apparently it was 7 minutes of terror. We all know what that is.
Saturday night at Lauren's house.
Exactly. Precisely. You may never get out of here.
And so it landed, and then it sent this beep down to NASA headquarters. I mean, can you imagine, like, a beep from Mars, and then everyone
and explodes? A room full of nerds started clapping.
Exactly. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? Okay,
cool.
So the 7 minutes of terror. Explain the 7 minutes of terror, because that's really, really interesting.
I hope you can.
I watched. They went from 12,500 miles per hour, burning up to zero in those 7 minutes, and landed softly, flatly. Didn't have any trouble.
That's like stopping quicker than when you see a stadium on the Pike.
Right.
Exactly. Now that's slowing down.
Yeah. You know how many miles they went? 301,223,981 miles. Wow. At a top speed, and this was before that 7 minutes of terror, of 6,200 miles per hour. Wow. I mean, it's a suitcase sized spacecraft. Was the it was like it's crazy. It's crazy. This is the eighth time though.
Wait. How big is it?
Well, the Marco is the first. Their satellites fly deep in space. But anyway, not this
going
one.
That fast. That's like getting to California in 15 minutes.
It's crazy. It's crazy. But I read that this is the eighth time we've sent something.
Remember the Mars rover?
Rover's there. This one left in May, and it's going to spend 2 years there just doing a bunch of stuff. And then apparently, I don't know. I'm not a scientist.
It's going to check, the core. This one's going to,
go in.
It's going to drill.
Drill in and figure out what.
That seems invasive.
Yeah, a little bit.
It'll be bad.
I don't know.
It'll only hurt for a second.
But you guys, they say, and by they I mean NASA, says.
People who know.
People who are smart and actually don't have to use their fingers to count, which I do. they say that they're going to have a manned mission to Mars by 2040. That's not far away.
Hang on, let me get my fingers.
I know. I can do the math.
See, Musk says that he thinks he's got a 70% chance of going to Mars.
He's crazy.
That's why he already put his car up in space.
Exactly.
But NASA seems to be really serious.
Wow. Seriously?
Yeah.
Okay. So by 24, you're saying in less than 22 years, we're actually going to be on Mars.
Yes. There's going to be a woman or a man or a dog or a chimpanzee on Mars. We'll see.
The best part was, did you see the employees at NASA? Did you see their dance they did, like the NFL stars?
I don't know. I think this is a bad idea. I just think we've ruined Earth. Now we're going to ruin Mars.
Mars doesn't look that great anyway.
You know, it looks pretty bare. Look, we got to have some place to dump the garbage.
That's true.
Serious about
that. Here, all the straws will go to Mars.
Send the straws to Mars, I think, is the perfect. That's going to be our slogan from now. The straws to Mars. But
those guys from NASA are smart.
Wicked.
On 105.7 WOR. The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Okay, I got a serious problem. I'm going through Caesar salad withdrawal. And it's all about the lettuce. It's about the romaine, you know?
Lettuce is growing low to the ground. It gets on the surface of it. And it's so severe now that major organizations, Consumer Reports, even the U.S. government is saying you really shouldn't be eating any romaine lettuce.
If you're gonna dine out, let us go without romaine.
People are concerned. It's our largest multi-state outbreak in over a decade.
Out in Yuma, they found bacteria all around romaine.
Unless you can confirm where your lettuce is, don't eat it and don't buy it.
E. coli, E. coli, E. coli, romaine.
Unfortunately, we are still getting reports of sick people, coming into CDC.
See, that's the problem. It's the E. coli. And, so people are getting
lettuce.
Said that some of it is now safe. You have to just watch where it's grown.
Yeah, now God doesn't want me to diet.
Is anyone going to buy romaine?
No, I actually turned down a Caesar salad.
I haven't had a Caesar salad in 2 weeks, and I love a Caesar salad. It's my favorite salad of all.
I got the bread instead.
Good.
Listen, I guess the really scary part is, according to Brian Bell's research, that if you wash it, really hard and really
scrub it.
Yeah, it still doesn't get the E. coli out.
What's it say on that report anyway?
It says running it under water does nothing. Even scrubbing with baking soda or vinegar will not get rid of the E. coli because
of town.
The bacteria gets stuck in microscopic crevices.
Gross.
You know the old crevice problem.
What?
Stuff to get
what?
If you put it in the washing machine?
Actually,
really.
How does it actually get the E. coli? What is it? It's just
It's from...
Is it from the soil?
It's from fecal material.
Yeah. Like human fecal material?
Yeah.
Or regular
people? Yeah, human.
Not animal?
Yeah.
Well, that's disturbing, and now I will never diet again.
Okay. What are people doing with the lettuce?
Well, here's the deal. Okay,
throwing it away.
I look at it like this. So you got well over 300 million people in America, right? Okay, so what do you figure? Like a million people on a weekly basis, a million people maybe romaine lettuce on a regular basis. That's only like 0.33% of the entire population. Now, out of that million people, you only get 100 people have been sick. Uh-huh. So that's 1 in 10,000.
So it's Darwinism?
I'm thinking my odds are pretty good at being able to eat this stuff.
Wow, you really like Caesar salad.
As long as it's served with a roll of toilet paper.
Oh, my God. Hey, on a completely different thread, you know what today is? It's Giving Tuesday, and I'm going to give you some romaine lettuce and some toilet paper. But you know what? We are, WROR is supporting Project Bread because 1 in 7 children in Massachusetts don't have enough to eat. And this is a really great cause. So every $50, that's nothing, donated provides up to 100 healthy meals for children in need. So today you can make a gift and help make a difference for kids across the state. Every dollar counts. It's really important. Visit projectbread.org/givingtuesday. And you know, I got to tell you, before Thanksgiving, I was picking up my daughter at school, and the high school had a food bank set up for people who needed some food for the holidays. It was incredibly busy. And I was stunned.
That's good to hear.
Well, I was stunned that, you know, because you read these statistics, but to see it in person. So, you know, donate that money. It's a really good cause.
Appreciate it.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.